Today is Easter Sunday, so I wish everyone a very blessed Easter. So the epistle for Easter Sunday is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Brethren, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new paste, as you are unleavened. For Christ our Passover is sacrificed. Therefore let us feast not with the old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Mark chapter 16. At that time, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, bought sweet spices, that coming they might anoint Jesus. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came to the sepulcher, the sun being now risen, and they said one to another, "Who shall roll us back the stone from the door of the sepulcher?" And looking, they saw the stone rolled back, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulcher, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed with a white robe, and they were affrighted. Who said to them, "Be not affrighted, you seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen, he is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, that he goeth before you into Galilee. There you shall see him, as he told you." Please be seated. Let it be known that the darkness of the whole world is scattered. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Last night we had the Paschal Vigil, which I do encourage you at some point to maybe try to, if you haven't attended a Paschal Vigil, to try to come to it. Because there is a lot of symbolism in the Paschal Vigil itself. And as I mentioned to you, one of them is the Paschal Candle. The Paschal Candle symbolizes our Lord, that he is this light. And just as we've seen, you know, at the time of Christmas, you know, our Lord came in the darkness of the night, when it was the darkest time, because he was this light to the world. And then on the purification, Candlemas, again, we have this symbolism of mentioning that our Lord is this true light to the world. And so then finally, at the pinnacle, the Paschal Vigil, which we can say it is for us the pinnacle of the liturgical year. It encompasses all of the different things that we think about in terms of our faith. You know, one being our faith is centered upon the cross. It is through the cross that we were redeemed. And so therefore we have this understanding of the cross coming to play also, but then the resurrection of our Lord. And so if you look at the whole ceremony of the Paschal Vigil and then the first Mass of Easter, you know, the priest starts off in violet color because it is still the penitential time period. It is before our Lord has resurrected. And so through that, you see the understanding that the church gives, the blessing of the fire. And with the blessing of the fire comes the blessing of the candle. And this candle is truly our Lord Jesus Christ. That is why when we say, as the priest or the deacon, as he brings the candle into the darkened church, he says, "Lumen Christi." It is the light of Christ. And so as he brings it in, the response is, "Deo gratias," thanks be to God. And the reason for that, you're saying thanks be to God because the light has come. And as I mentioned to you at the very beginning, that quote, it comes from the Exultet, this hymn of praise that is given to this Paschal candle. And it says, "Let it be known that the darkness of the whole world is scattered." It's scattered because the light has come. This light to the world. And so as the priest brings it in, you know, he puts the candle in the holder, and then he incenses the candle. So you can see how the church treats the candle itself. It's incensed. At one point, it's genuflected before, because it symbolizes our Lord Jesus Christ as being this light to the world. How the darkness is scattered. And so after incensing it, then he sings this hymn of praise to it, the Exultet. And it talks throughout the Exultet of that we must give praise to the fact that this light has come into the world. And through this light, it is the way, the means for us to follow out of our darkness. And darkness is symbolized throughout sacred scripture as sin. People in darkness. It shows that there is sin there. And it is only through following our Lord, who is this light, that they'll be able to get out of it. They'll be able to see properly and see the right way. And our Lord gives us that path. He shows us the path that we should follow. And so that is when we look at this understanding of the Paschal candle. As I mentioned, there's a lot of symbolism behind it, just on the candle itself, and it must have it. But as I say, sometimes if you just buy a candle these days, it's almost that they shrink truly what is the meaning of the candle and then just put a lot of designs or different things on it. Yes, the designs, you know, show maybe the Easter time period, lilies or Paschal lamb. But they're missing the true understanding of what the Paschal candle symbolizes. And that's why this year, to have someone who helped design it and then also just to put it onto the candle and give the proper dimensions, you can say, to what is important. And so if you look at the candle, and I do encourage you to look at the candle, it's very beautiful, very well done. The candle must have a cross, obviously. I mean, we're talking about the time period of our Lord coming out of his crucifixion to resurrect. So it has to have a cross to symbolize that. But that's not just it. There's also the Alpha and the Omega. The Alpha and the Omega, symbolizing that our Lord is the beginning and the end. He's the beginning of all of us and he's the end of all of us. For us to properly live our lives, it is to go to God. And so it must have these two symbols on it. Then it will have the year that takes place, so 2011 this year. And it will also have the grains of incense. These five grains of incense signify the wounds of our Lord. So again, we have this recognition of the passion and the death of our Lord, of what he suffered for all of us. But then it is through the cross, it is through his resurrection that we are redeemed, his death on the cross. And that is why then when we see in the preface that follows the Exultet, there's a whole preface that goes with just the singing of the Exultet. And so from that, you see, it talks about how this is the night which restores grace, this night that destroys the chains of death. It is destroyed. And that gives us the opportunity to, for ourselves, to rise with our Lord, that we too, in a way, would have our own resurrection. And when we think about the final judgment of mankind, this general judgment, yes, we will resurrect with our body. God willing to go to heaven. God forbid that it would go to hell. And so that is why when we say that Christ arose victorious, victorious over death, over sin, and that is symbolized by the cross, but then also by his resurrection. It is through the wood of the cross that he defeated sin. And so then when you look at a Paschal candle, you have a greater understanding of why the church has this symbolism behind it and why it must have these certain symbols. I mean, look at the ceremony itself. The priest, he traces these different images, these symbols. He traces the cross as he says certain prayers. And so then he blesses the candle, yes. And I mentioned last year in the sermon itself, about talking about how through the lighting of the candle, it is to dispel the darkness of our minds and our hearts. So therefore, we'll be able to receive this message that our Lord is giving to us, this message of salvation. But we have to accept that. I mean, truly, if you look at it, that is why then our Lord suffered his agony in the garden. There are souls that would not accept it. There are souls that would reject that. And that is what caused our Lord's agony. And so the symbolism that is in the Paschal Vigil, it is tremendous for us to experience and to see, because it is a culmination of the whole Lenten time period. At the very end of the vigil part, there is a renewal of the baptismal promises to show that we have spent all this time trying to do these things for our Lord. And that we do. We reject Satan. We reject all his works. But it even reminds us of the fact. It tells us that now that all the Lenten rigors are over, all these Lenten penances that we've taken on, now that they're over with and they're done, it is now up to us to accept our Lord Jesus Christ. And so therefore we must try to make sure that we do so. Now that it is Easter, now we must try to understand that. We must try to make sure that we are accepting our Lord. Because it continues on in the preface, which I think is very interesting to see how the church, you know, spells it out for us. It says, "For it profit us not to be born, if it had not profit us to be redeemed." And so what's the point of coming into this world if we do not accept the redemption of that our Lord gave to us? I mean, what does it profit us if we don't accept that? And so that is, I think, a major point for us to try to grasp, to understand. We are failing in the whole purpose of our life if we do not become redeemed by our Lord, redeemed by his blood, redeemed by his death on the cross, and then redeemed by his resurrection. We have wasted our life. And so therefore it is important for us to understand that. To pray now at this time. Now that, yes, it is Easter. We rejoice with the church. We rejoice with the Alleluias. But we rejoice because we accept our Lord. And it's not just the idea of accepting him in thought only. It is in word. It is in action. It is in deed that we must accept our Lord. And we must prove it by our actions. And so when we think about this whole time period, yes, we think about the glorious resurrection of our Lord, but he did it to save us. He did it to redeem us. And so otherwise, if we don't accept that, we are in darkness. We are still in darkness. And so pray for the graces that you see that, that you understand that, and that truly as the candle was brought in, the meaning of that this light dispels the darkness, that it will also dispel the darkness of our heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.